This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Discontinued gravy.
Discontinued gravy.
Grab a spoon.
Tossing some hot sauce.
We know millennial life.
So we don't know anything.
But we've seen it all.
Oh, this is discontinued gravy.
Let's put some hot sauce in that gravy.
Putting the hot sauce in the gravy once again.
Heck yeah. And we're coming in it hot today.
Coming in real hot. Real hot.
And I think Nick has some very important things to say.
Yes. Yes, I do. The world kind of fucked right now. And at this podcast, Discontinued Gravy, we try to, you know, be the place that you can escape. You know, talk about sometimes just stupid shit, sometimes important shit, and sometimes, you know, millennial shit. That's what we do. We're from Canada.
Hey.
And our neighboring nation that we are connected to is the United States. And currently what's happening in the United States is absolutely horrific. I don't know how we got onto this timeline, but the fact that it's literally riding into fascism, clearly the uneducated people in the United States did not learn about World War II. We've always asked, how did that happen to Germany? We're watching it. We're living history somehow. I don't know how millennials live through all this history. But we're watching fascism happen right now. And it's because, not solely because of Donald Trump, much of the Republican Party as well, but he's the head of it, so he gets most of the blame. So I guess we're coming on here, talking about the fascism, the racism, everything that's happening in America. Fuck Donald Trump. Fuck the Republican Party. Fuck ICE. Those people are the fucking worst people. They're just, like, fuck. Like, and I have so much family in America. I'm currently wearing a Seattle Seahawks hat. Going to the Super Bowl. I have no problems with the country itself of America. But right now, I have all the problems with the country of America. Fuck them. It's just a horrible thing that's happening right now. And we, here at Discontinued Gravy, do not support everything that's happening there. And if we're talking about the worldview, Krista, we're in British Columbia, Canada, and where we're located, a very strong Iranian population is in and around our neighborhoods. And I don't have all the details on that. Obviously, they don't really show, Western media just doesn't talk about it. But I do know enough that Iran should be free. The people of Iran should be free to do whatever they want. Free from the Islamic regime. It's not Islam isn't the problem. It's the regime. And the people of Iran deserve to be free of it and have democracy. Too many people have died. Way too many people have died. So, we need a free Iran. And somebody needs to take a baseball bat and burn the White House down.
That's it. Thank you, Nick. I appreciate you saying all those things, and I think you about covered it. I will not take up much more time on this topic, but I did want to say that a lot of times people shy away from these intense topics, polarizing topics, because they don't feel educated enough to speak about it or don't have the time to really look into it. But it does not take that much work to know right from wrong. And almost any person knows right from wrong. And right now, what's going on in the world is wrong. So, chew on that for a little bit. Nick and I are hopefully going to try to bring some joy to your day with the rest of the podcast, because that's what we try to do, is just take a moment to either make you think, make you laugh, or be part of our community. So, with all that being said, how the heck are you, Nick?
The Seattle Seahawks are going to the Super Bowl, Krista.
Yes, that's the one light right now for the States, and is the only reason I will accept anyone if they say that they're going to the States right now, that's a Canadian, that I will maybe let it pass. But other reason, I'm literally baffled. I'm like, why the fuck are you going to the States right now? Why?
Yeah.
I want to go to New York because it's a lifelong trip. You know what? Maybe make somewhere, like, have you been to all the places in Canada? Have you been to Newfoundland? Maybe make that your lifelong trip. Or literally anywhere else in the world. Do you know how many countries there are?
That's a crazy thing. Like, that's there's so the crazy much to thing. See, and you're just going there. Like, sure, it's cheap to go there, but, like...
But it's not. To fly out of Canada is so expensive at this point.
That's a fact, yeah. But, yeah. But, yeah. So, I'm excited. That's, And I've been, like, subdued about this whole thing. Like, I'm trying to remember it from, like, 2013, 2014, when the Seahawks made back-to-back Super Bowls.
And it was back-to-back? Wow.
Back-to-back. And I just remember at the time, just because there was so much expectation. Like, you just knew, like, that 2013 year where they won, I was just, like, the confidence was through the roof. I'm like, the Seahawks are going to win the Super Bowl this year. Like, it was Super Bowl or bust level of, like, that was where my expectation was.
Yeah. And well, they were playing strong
They were freaking amazing. Oh, Legion of Boom, all that shit. That was top years of Seattle. And then this year, my friend always reminds me of it. I don't know why. He didn't have much different feelings either. But he texts me, he's like, hey, what are your expectations for the season this year? I'm like, I have none. I'll probably be pretty busy, so I don't know if I'll watch a whole lot of games, which was true. I didn't watch a whole lot of games. But, they proved Nick wrong. And they're just like, Nick, fuck you. You're going to watch, and you're going to see us do some things. And now we're in the Super Bowl, and we just got to, you know, avenge 2014 right here this next weekend. And, so that's good. But, yeah. So like, my feelings are just subdued. Like, they kept winning. And then, you know, they got the one seed, and I was like, okay. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they destroyed San Francisco. I'm like, okay.
Heck yeah.
Then they beat the Rams. And I was just like my reaction was just kind of like, you know, four claps. Just like, you know, all right. You know, that takes in my friend. I'm just like, here we go. Like, it wasn't like a, like, yeah, we totally deserve this. It was just kind of like a, all right, let's do this.
Nick, I can appreciate that you can admit, like, when you're wrong about sports, because I think a lot of people tend to default to your opinion around sports, specifically football and hockey, I would think, a lot of the times, because those are some of the major sports here in BC. So the fact that you can say, you know what, I was not expecting that, but I'm happily surprised is awesome.
Oh, baby. Some light at the end of the tunnel. But yeah, so that's kind of what's in Nick's brain right now. And also, next week, February 6th, the Winter Olympics start in Milano Cortina.
There's so many things happening on February 6th. It's my dad's birthday, the Winter Olympics, and the Patello Bridge is closed.
Oh, is that the one they're closing it?
Yeah.
They're closing down the highway here in North Van because of the... They're putting up a pedestrian overpass.
Smart.
And which is good, but my friend sent...
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay, no insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Me, like, the memo, and mm-hmm. they're, like, closing. I'm like, that's literally going to affect my commute to work.
Oh, it's a Friday?
It's on Wednesday to Thursday, actually.
But
it's like from 10 p.m. to like, well, I've seen two conflicting things. The one online said 10 to 5 a.m., but the sign right by where it's happening said 10 to 10. And I was like,
that's more realistic.
And I was like, okay, well, 10 to 5, if they close up nice and if they open it up nice and quick, I can use that because I usually go to work at about 5:40.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's still 10, fuck, now I have to detour enough. And nobody's going to know. I should probably put that up.
You'll be the first person to know on that Wednesday.
Yeah, probably. I'll be one of the first to see it. I should tell people at work. I should put a sign up. Be like, I was going to be closed if you're opening that thing. Well.
Yeah, just give yourself, you know when you say give yourself an extra 10 minutes? And that's so extremely hard to do when it's in early morning shift.
100% I'm not gonna do that.
Yeah, it's like one of those things, like, just expect people to be late at that point.
Yeah, right, there's no traffic, but anyway, we're riding. Everything's exciting next week apparently, and then Super Bowl's on the 8th, so that weekend.
Yeah, you know, and Nick, I got my first football hat.
Okay.
from Lids.
Okay.
Picked one up. I don't have it near me to show you. It's a neutral team one.
How do you have a neutral team one?
It's of Snoopy, and it says touchdown.
Okay, so it's like just a football hat.
Yeah. So really, I can be a bandwagon jumper and root for whoever that year.
There you go, Krista. Good for you.
Hot tip.
But who are you rooting for this year, Krista?
Oh, I think it's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
Seattle.
I texted everybody and who is coming over to my house. I sent this, like, just a reminder, there's a game, and I will not tolerate any red. If you have red on, I am sending you home. And I was like, I can't begin to tell you how serious I'm being right now. I was not joking. There was like a 5% like, haha, joke, but for real, do not fucking dare.
Yeah, like, what's the point of coming over? Like, someone's going to be burnt, like, sad sitting in a corner once it's done. So
oh, I would be, no.
Save you both from that.
I wouldn't even let them be sad. I'd be murdering them. If it was going the Seahawks way, they would not hear me shut up.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to be that gut. But anyway, Krista, how are you? How are you doing? Other than your football hat.
Woo! Happy with the new football hat. I do want to give a little remembrance to a dear beloved bunny named Marley. He was our family bunny for over 10 years.
Oh, wow.
He passed on the weekend.
That's sad.
It's one of those things. He let us know. He let us all say our goodbyes. There was a few things. Type of thing. It's always sad when a pet passes.
It's worst.
And I feel specifically like my heart goes out for my mom because that was like, since I haven't been living at home, it's her pet, right? Like,
right.
It's what she does every single morning, afternoon, evening. So I think it's definitely going to be a change for her. But I feel like I want to tell the story of the burial. And I'm just saying, like, right now, if this is going to be triggering for you for any reason, please, like, fast forward 4 minutes ahead because it's not a very long story. Actually, maybe only 2 minutes because I'm just going to give you the highlight.
Okay.
But long story short, we decided let's bury him in the backyard. Sure. That was his happy place. You don't have to pay to go get his ashes and all that, because it gets quite expensive. So they do a burial. My dad digs a nice little grave, go out to the backyard to say our goodbyes, a little eulogy. And when he gets put in the hole, all of a sudden, he takes a breath. So what does my mom do? She jumps in the hole, right? Oh, to like, oh my God, we need to like take him to the vet straight away type of thing.
No.
It was actually what happened was, when the body passes, there's sometimes like a little bit of air left over. And since they moved him from where they found him to the spot, and he poofed out. He poofed out. But like at that point, she was convinced, right? Like he's still alive. We got to go to the vet, right?
Restart. Yeah.
Yeah. Restart. Start the car. So it was one of those things that my dad's like, no, honey, he's gone.
Put down.
Type of thing. But it was just like kind of a comedic moment too.
Oh, for sure.
And my mom and sister were doing Dry January. And not very hard, but that day they were like, there was a burial today. I need a glass of wine. And I'm like, yes, you get a pass on that. Like,
there's a little asterisk on Dry January.
Yeah, if it's the one day that you're having a glass of wine,
yep.
Go absolutely. If you need two glasses of wine.
Yep. Pass is earned.
Yeah, like usually when people state like, oh, I'm doing the dry thing for the 1 month, not going sober for life. It's you don't expect something to happen that would maybe derail you in that manner. And I understand that for some people this might be a little dramatic, but hey, a pet that's been in your family for over 10 years, that's a big thing. Mm-hmm. So, Marley, you're a great bunny. You had beautiful eyes. Love you forever. So I just need to say that. Other than that, it is crazy, Nick. Crazy, crazy at work. And it's so hard because I'm caught right now between, like, knowing when to pause versus speaking up. Mm. And we talked about this a little bit previously about, you know, like, new people coming in and calling in sick right away.
Mm-hmm.
And for example, I have a co-op student, and basically we have some e-co-ops as well. So in our office space, within the first 2 weeks of on the job, they're already calling in sick. Which,
woof.
If you're sick, you're sick. I get it. But 100%. It's so hard for me mentally to not say something like, oh, are you really like, I feel like I'm turning into like my dad. Are you really sick? Because, you know, sometimes when you can just tell, you look at someone's eyes and you're like, they don't even have to say anything. You know they're sick. Go home. Yeah. Versus, are you sure you're just like not tired?
Yeah, just a little tired. Yep.
Yeah, and I get it. It's a good reason that you don't actually, like, need to explain it, and that you don't need a doctor's... Like, for my work, you don't need a doctor's note unless you reach a certain point.
Right.
But it's just been so hard for me, and I'm not gonna lie. It's been really hard for me as well, because I want to be a good example, but I'm like, well, if everyone's getting...
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father. Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Sick in the office right now, it'd be really believable for me to get sick.
It would. It would. Right? The most strategies.
Right? You know? And the thing is, it's like, I'm going to say that and then watch me, like, actually get sick next week.
No, for sure.
Like, 100%. Like I probably actually will, because these people are, they are telling the truth. They are sick, whether it is sick physically or, like, mentally sick.
Yeah.
They're sick. So I need to get over myself. But it's been a big curve for me this semester. I don't usually have, like, this much, like, You sure? Behind it.
Yeah, that's tough. I mean, I have a bit of a different story that happened to me this week that you could debate whether I should have given pause or not.
Mm-hmm.
So it's at work, and somebody called in sick into
it's sick season.
Yeah. So, they got somebody else to come in. Good. But, you know, I'm doing my job. Mm-hmm. Doing something, working hard. And then coworker's like, hey, Nick, can you cover paint department? Nobody's answering. And I'm like, where's the supervisor? Because I know that supervisor is lazy as fuck.
If you're listening, maybe take that advice.
They're not listening.
Go chew on
and
it.
And if they are, holy shit.
Hey.
Anyway. I was like, he's like, I don't know. I tried calling. I'm like, fair enough, but like, where the frick is she? Because I figured that the person was on break, the new person that they called in sick. I figured they were on break. So, like, you know, I was like, yeah, I'll go help because the person's been waiting. But I was like, yeah, what the, okay. So he's like, I'll call her personal, see where she is. So I'm in this, and this took a little longer than, like, a standard painter. You know, I was like, this color came out wrong. And I'm like, okay, I'll try to color it out. Okay, I'll do this. So, it, like, I can do a paint order if you have the color in 2 minutes. But this one took probably 7 minutes. 8 minutes. So I do it, and midway through, he's like, he said she's coming. I'm like, okay, fine. You know, I'm like, I'm already done.
Yeah, like, but you're like, gonna complete this.
I'm like, I'm not staying here though. Like, I have shit to do. So, you know, it kind of ends. I give the customer the paint. It's all good, and you know, I walk, I leave. Still hasn't shown up yet. Then, you know, I'm doing my thing. I have to go upstairs to the storage room, and I see them sitting on a chair that isn't their department talking to somebody. And I'm just like, I'm already frustrated, and, you know, frustrated by a few things in the world. And, you know, they're just like, hi. I'm like, why didn't you come? She's like, what do you mean? I'm like, paint department. Called 3 times. Nobody answered. Then he called you. You said you'd come. He's like, oh, I'm pretty sure I'll probably bleep that guy's name out. Whoops. We'll just do that. So then, she's like, well, yeah, I answered. And I said, this person was coming down. I'm like, they haven't punched in yet. I'm like, but I saw them. I'm like, that doesn't mean they're working yet.
And also, you don't look that busy.
And then they're like, oh, that person was there. I'm like, they're on break. He's like, well, and he just kind of thinks about it. He's like, well, I was on break too. Like, and it was kind of like midway through the sentence of her, like, again, lying for, like, the third time of, like, oh, I was on break. I'm like, can you just do your job?
You said something?
I said that. I said, can you just do your job?
Damn, Nick.
And I walked away.
Good job.
Anyway, they didn't talk to me the rest of the day. They talked to me a couple times the day after because more necessity than anything. So I don't know where we're at this point, but I'm pretty sure they don't like me anymore.
See, the thing is, they totally could have just came over with you like a day or two later and been like, hey, sorry for that. Thanks for covering.
Totally, right? But they're not this type of person.
Yeah, so it's like, okay, at least you're owning up to it. But Nick, I'm so proud of you. Like, I know there's a side of you that can be like a little bit of a, like, quote unquote hothead.
big a hothead bitch.
But we've also talked about before that for millennials, we are taught to be polite, don't rock the boat, be grateful. Mm-hmm. And we struggle with either, like, let's say you did say something to her, having to over-explain yourself, like having to justify why you had to say, like, to your job, or struggling with people pleasing. So this way you didn't walk away and being like, oh, I should have said something. You're not struggling with the, oh, I could have, I should have. You did.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. And I kind of thought about it the rest of the day. I'm like, and I, like, really sat there and I was just really like, I am not sorry. Like, if they're expecting an apology, it's not going to happen. Like, I even, like, played scenarios in my head. Like, if they come to talk and I'll be like, if you're expecting an apology, I'm not giving one. Because I meant every word I said. I'm not backtracking here. But then the next morning, one of the assistant managers was there. And I thought, it's worth telling. I'm pretty close to that guy anyway. And so I kind of explained the story to them.
Yeah, just in case.
And usually, managers are pretty, like, not going to tell you anything. You know, just kind of like, okay, good to know. And that's it. What does that good to know mean?
Yeah, I'm a manager, so I know exactly what that means, but...
yeah, exactly. Like, what am I going to do with this information? But then, after I explained it all, he's like, that's good feedback. Like, and he said it in like a really like, shoot, like that's, like the, that's good feedback. Like,
we're gonna have to talk
something. So then the next morning, I saw another. Us as manager, but we're like friends. Like, I would willingly see them outside of work, kind of thing. Well, not to say I'm not with that other guy too. He comes to volleyball, but like, I see that other girl. Like, actually, she was at the movie screen.
I didn't get to speak to everyone there because we were kind of scattered.
But she was there. Yeah, she was kind of the one in front. Aww. Anyway, we have the same feelings about this person. So it's not like it goes anywhere. It's not like she kind of feels the same way I do about this person. So it's like really just talking to two people the same level. But then she took it a step further and actually got the manager who's above that supervisor, the direct above.
The person that probably should be involved in this conversation.
Yeah. They're like, Nick, tell her.
They're like, bring them in.
They're like new to the store. And like, I actually met them before at like another store. So like, I'm already close with this person. But like, so then I told the third person. And they played the card of like, good to know. Better than the other two. She's like, yep, okay, that's good information, and we'll see what I'll have a look, I guess. Because, I mean, like, really, what can you do, right? It's one incident, but... Anyway.
Hey.
So, like... No, go ahead.
Nick, I know you said it's one incident, but now their eyes are on it, right? And it's better that you brought it up now, because let's say this happens 3 more times, and then you finally speak up about it, and then someone's like, well, why didn't you mention all this earlier?
Yeah. Yep. Yep. No, I got it. We got the kind of checkpoint, but... You know, it's just one of those things, and... It kind of ties into what we're talking about, but like a lot of times, and it doesn't matter where you are, you know, you even in your position, like when somebody has a problem with their superiors, even though it's literally against the law, people are worried for their jobs.
Oh,
if they complain about them. And again, that is against the law. To be reprimanded or fired for complaining about a boss or a superior.
Mm-hmm, but that's so hard to prove. Like, let's say you do get terminated, you bring in your union or a lawyer for wrongful termination.
Yeah.
Okay, let's say you do win, and are you going to go back to work there?
No, that's the principle of the matter. That's for the win.
Yeah, like you want the payout and the win.
I'm putting that wind on the hat. I'm taking the payout and I'm blasting them on this podcast. You know what I mean? But people are, and like we have this thing. It's not secret. It's like a it's like a survey. It's a survey we do every year.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, how are we doing? How's your manager? How are these managers? How's the store? You know, like, again, a lot of times are, like, stupidly vague questions, and they've definitely fixed it over the years since I've been there. It used to be just all about, like, your direct supervisor. I'm like, I have no problems with this person. I have problems with this person. Like, so it was kind of pointless a lot of times, but they've kind of made it a little better. But that's, like, action does happen there. Like, I don't think people realize it. Like, if one person says a bad thing about the manager, it's a one-off, and I get that. Like, maybe notify the manager that somebody feels this way. They obviously, it's a completely anonymous. So, like, they don't know who said that. But, you know, just kind of, like, keep an eye out for your image or something like that. But, you know, if 10 people say there's a problem, okay, that's a flag. You know what I mean? Like, people are going to come down and check it out for themselves. You know what I mean? So, people don't utilize this. And I don't think they even tell, you know, their superiors. Obviously, again, this person, that supervisor's new superior is new as of, like, 2 weeks.
Oh.
Transferred from another store. So, obviously, they don't have that, you know, connection with them like they did with the old supervisor. And, of course, Home Depot's not out here to fire people, but... You know, to get people, and again, you shouldn't have to try to fire somebody, but to get, you have to say this stuff to see improvement.
Mm-hmm.
And so I kind of told a couple of like the close people I have in that department about my situation that I had with them. One person, you know, literally high-fived me. And, you know, the other person was like, at least somebody said something, you know, like they're like happy because they don't like them either. But, you know, these are the thing I'm always just like, you have to say something. And this is where, you know, the question of should you take a pause or not, you know, I think it's work related and you do it in a calm manner.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably okay. Like, okay, if I didn't walk away after I said that, shit was going down.
Yeah, like you could have gotten yourself voices in trouble.
Yeah, exactly. Voices would have been raised. There would have been a problem. So I excused myself. Maybe not intentionally, like thinking I should remove myself, but my brain being like, Nick, you need to exit.
And Nick, that's growth. Like 20-year-old Nick would not have done that.
Probably not. He probably would have put his foot down and said, foot you, man. No, like, it's just one of those things, like, you know, you said it, like, yeah, okay, I probably should have done what I did. But other people, like, and I understand it, like, you don't want to be viewed differently, but if you want to see real change, especially in this aspect, I think it's worth not taking a pause and not, like, flipping out over it, but not taking a pause. I think there are plenty of things that, like, you know, again, if we're talking, like, customer-based stuff, yeah, not blowing up on the customer, yeah, you should probably take a pause on that. Talk shit about them after the fact, not before or during. But, like, you're a superior. Do people come to you?
Yes. It's a fine line, though, because when I'm working with, like, these are quite green people that I'm working with. Sure. So if, like, a more, like, co-op student is coming to me, it's almost in a way that it really depends on that relationship that you've already established, because there's that fine line of, like, okay, like, right. I'm your friend, but I'm also your boss. But creating that safe emotional space that they can come to me to say something, because it is important for me to know, and it's not always easy for them to get to, like, our directors to bring up bigger issues. And if they have issues with me, like, I create a lot of space for them to provide feedback in different forms, because it's important each semester, because I'm working with young minds. But if it's, let's say, a coordinator, because we have some people that aren't managers, but they're full-time staff or temporary full-time, more than a co-op student, it's almost saying, like, okay, what do you want me to do with this information? Right? Like, are you venting to me, or is this something that I actually need to get more eyes on and getting clarity on that situation? But Nick, I really appreciated how you said that you removed yourself from the situation, because I have seen students, like, one co-op student literally blow up at another one because of this was like kind of closer to COVID times, and they weren't wearing a mask, so very polarizing.
I think I remember that story.
And I wasn't a manager at that time, so
not
my ducks, right? So, like, just, it was one of those things that you could tell that this person had, like, so much resentment from not speaking up earlier that they burst, and they were feeling emotional burnout, so they just, like, burst on this person and really told them what they thought, but they didn't have the hindsight to, like, say their piece and walk away.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Like, they needed to stay there and let the whole office hear everything that they had to say. Yeah. And although, Nick, you said that, like, you didn't necessarily take a pause, you did. Like, you got your piece out, and then you took the pause. Because not every thought deserves airtime. I'm just going to say that. And
for sure.
Right? Not every thought deserves airtime, but you should say something, right? Like, absolutely say something when needed, especially in a work environment if you're being talked over or there's unclear expectations or unpaid emotional labor, or it's like things are just against your value structure. But there's definitely a cost to pausing, but I actually think it's quite power. Like, it's a power move. Like, it's almost like the mic drop. You said your piece. Did your mic drop?
Oh, for sure.
Right? And I think it's like, so important when your emotions are running high, or if you need clarity, not necessarily a reaction, like if speaking up, for example, if you kept going, that would have probably escalated the situation.
Oh, for sure.
And that's the difference between reacting versus responding.
Right. And that totally makes sense. I mean, like, I can visualize, yeah, you stay there for too long, and you probably say something that you really shouldn't have. Like, it's one thing to say your piece where you're right and you're proving a point. But the second you take that step further, that's when the thing you've been holding back for years comes mm-hmm. out. Like, actually saying that they're lazy. You know what I mean? That, to me, that's a little over the line. That's not my place. Mm-hmm. You know, saying do your job is pretty basic. You know, that's kind of saying you're lazy, but in like a, you know, just a corporate kind of way. But yeah, like removing yourself from the situation is like always better. And for sure, I don't think there's a lot of scenarios where I probably wouldn't necessarily
mm-hmm.
like force them to remove themselves almost. Like, I agree with your point. Like, it's a mic drop, just not letting them respond. You know what I mean? Just walking away and being like, done. Mm-hmm. Conversation's over. You lost, kind of thing, you know? But there have been times, and more with customers who are trying to start a fight, you know, where,
oh, yeah.
you know, I just kind of like stake in the ground, like, walk the fuck away, buddy. Like, you know, like, I'm having this, like, and, you know, there's a back and forth, and it's usually them walking away because I'm not.
You can't.
I'm not walking away from that bad. Yeah, right.
Where but, are you going to go? Circle the store?
But like I said, I don't think I mentally knew. Like, I wasn't mentally thinking, say this, walk away. You know, think of that mic drop moment. Think of that, like, we're done here. You know, it was just kind of like, I said it, and it's almost like my body and my mind, like, Nick, you probably shouldn't have, but let's go. You know what I mean? Like, I think that's really what happened. Just like, because what happened after, as I was walking away, and I did a decent job of bringing my voice down for it. I was just, like, as I was walking away, and I was far enough where I don't think they mm-hmm. would have heard me. I was just like, fucking idiot. Like, again, it was audible. It was not whispered, but it wasn't like my voice was kind of there, and I think I brought it down to kind of like there. Just like enough where nobody would hear me, kind of thing, but enough where if somebody was like right next to me, they probably would have heard
right,
me.
Right, like
say
it's
that.
Not like you could get away with saying that that wasn't directed towards anyone because you weren't saying it directly yeah. to them, and it was kind exactly. of under your breath, even though it was a couple yeah. octaves above yeah. that.
Yeah. Yeah. But like, but that's what I mean. Like, if I had stayed there, I bet you that probably would have come out directly to
yeah.
their face.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't have, like, once you've reached a point, you don't have that filter. You don't have that wall that's protecting you.
Yeah, it's once gone. The emotions are high, there's no going back. And I mean,
yeah.
once you decided to go look for them, you already decided within yourself you were going to speak. You weren't pausing, right? So it was more so instinct that got you to pause eventually.
Yeah, well, for sure. For sure. Because, yeah, I wasn't, like, looking for them, mm-hmm. but I found them. And then most times I would have just been like, hello, keep walking. But something inside of me just said, stop, go. Mm-hmm. Like, it's really just like, it was kind of like, now that I'm thinking about it, like, it really wasn't a lot of thinking involved. Like, you know what I mean? Like, something in me made my mind up and said, say something, and then the mind's like, okay, let's go. Like, Because I'm not, like, I am not confrontation. I'm not the one to start the confrontation. Somebody else starts it, I'm in. But, like, I am not the one to say, to start anything like that. Unless it's something stupid, like sports or music. I'll start the confrontation there all the time. But, like, that again, that's meaningless. Like, I'm not causing harm to somebody.
No one's getting fired over your music choice.
Exactly. But it's interesting, like, because there have definitely been times I couldn't think of them off the top of my head where, like, the moment's there and you're just kind of like, no, like, I won't say that. And, you know, that's, again, taking your pause, but I think you have more, what's the word, like, mental stability, like, in that moment. Like, you are thinking, your brain is processing correctly, like, You're like this close, and then it's like, Nick, let's not say this, okay? Great. Like, there's more thinking involved. I guess it just chooses when, like, do you think your emotions have to do with the pause?
I think so. Because emotions will either choose to let you think or not, right? There's times where your emotions can just entirely take over, and...
Yeah, they make you blind. And it's your emotions okay. Riding you.
So it could just kind of come back down to instinct a little bit, because you've been put in situations before where you're like, I should have said something. So now you're like, you know what? I will say something now. But Nick, do you decide in the moment to pause or speak? Or if you had to tell, like, younger Nick, like, this is the things that you need to think of before pausing or speaking, because now it's almost instinct for you, but for young Nick, it's not.
Well, see, yeah, I didn't have that instinct. I think what really stopped the pauses or gave me pause before was being afraid. Like, scared of the situation, scared of what's happening. Like, I don't like confrontation unless, you know, it's really towards me. Like, if two people are having an argument, I am removing myself from the situation. You know what I mean? Like, I'll go do something else. I'm not joining this. I'm not starting it. I'm not doing anything. I'm walking away from this conversation. But, you know, if they're attacking me, I'm going to go. But I think mostly it's just kind of that fear of something happening. Like, not worried about, like, a fight breaking out or something. But just, like, the fear of the guilt of saying something, or, you know, them saying something much worse, or, you know, starting something that didn't need to be started. I think it was mostly the fear that kept me from going too far. It was what gave me pause was the fear. I like thinking about it, because I can't think of a situation where I thoughtfully said, take a breath and change. And I'm sure, working in retail, I've had to do it more than once. But again, there's that kind of mental block of just like, they're a customer, you know, walk away. There's nothing you can do, and there's nothing to start, and because it's always going to look bad on you.
Well, and also with a customer, it's like the chances of you maybe like helping them again, kind of small. Like, they might never come back to the store again, which would suck for the store, but
somebody else would come.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you're removing, you don't necessarily have to continue dealing with it, whereas in your workplace with another employee, like, you're gonna have to see them tomorrow. But Nick, I really liked what you said about am I being afraid, and I think that's a question that as you go through these situations and walk away, you have to ask yourself, like, am I afraid of the conflict or am I generally choosing peace? Because for me, a lot of the times, I would cop out to be like, oh, I'm the peacekeeper, I'm choosing peace, I'm the bigger person.
Yeah.
And that's almost a cop out. Sometimes I am being the bigger person and I am keeping the peace and protecting my own peace, but you need to be honest with yourself.
Oh, for sure. Like, there, of course there's a time and place for being the bigger person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if somebody's going off the rails, it's almost better if you be the bigger person, because that just pisses them off even more, you know what I mean? When you're not engaging. You're just like, okay. And they're just like, why aren't you angry? It's like, because you're an idiot, you know, like.
Or when you actually say, I'm going to take a moment to think about what you said. Like, you're the logical one here, like, actually.
Yeah. That, like, thinking. That just really pisses people off. And I think more often than not, it probably is better to be the bigger person.
Mm-hmm.
Take that high road. But sometimes, like, I think you just gotta let it ride. Now, saying it to a coworker who you're gonna see a lot, probably not the best thing to do. Like, I made the decision with this person, the supervisor, like, I said my piece, bygones be bygones. You can hate me, you can love me, I don't care. But we still work together. That doesn't mean we have to like each other. There's plenty of people I don't like in that store, but I work with them.
It's a big store.
Yeah, for sure. But, you know, when the person, like, and I think of to a scenario, which I definitely talked about on this podcast between, you know, one of my friends at work and a customer, and like the customer was being a bitch. And you know, my friend was starting to engage with that bitch, you know, like progressively getting angrier. Mm-hmm. And that's when I, you know, got up and just pushed them to the back room. I'm like, just stop. This is not going to end well for you, for anyone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm forcing you to be the bigger person right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, if only we all had a friend to do that for us.
Right, and you know, it would be nice sometimes to have that push, because like it was fine. One thing I heard, I'm like, okay, and then the second thing, I was like, nope. we gotta stop here. And you know, the person again was just being a bitch, and even when I was starting to take my friend away, you know, they're like, good idea. I was like, I can't take you away. I wanted to say that so badly. I'm like, well, I can't take you away, so I have to take her away.
Yeah, like, if you had the power to kick them out of the store, you probably would have.
Yeah. If a manager wasn't already working on their request, I probably would have just been like, ma'am, just leave. But, you know, it was just one of those moments where, like, yeah, I think my friend was doing well. But then, you know, that what was starting as, you know, customer service pause, I think the wall fell down and it was starting to be a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where physical pause of Nick came in.
A physical pause.
But I think it's really hard. And especially if you are an emotional person, like, I am an emotional person, and I think when a lot of people think of emotional, they think of, like, sadness. There's, if you've ever seen Inside Out, there's plenty of emotions. But, you know, my emotion is, yeah, anger, for sure. Like,
he's the one that rules you.
Yeah, if somebody says something that pisses me off, like, I'm pissed off. Like, I can control it way better than I used to. But, yeah, some people just, they're emotional. And once that gets taken control, like, it's hard to stop a train.
Yeah, and I think that, like, a hard part of dealing with people is a lot of people think being heard means you're right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not necessarily the case.
Oh, a lot of times it's not, I'd say.
Yeah.
Like, just because you can say what you want, but you might not be right. Like, you could be on the wrong side. Like, there's two people are having this argument, and you're like, you were in the wrong here. Like,
oh, and that's so hard to know when you're like, yeah, I was wrong.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. For sure. And that incident, I told my friend, I'm like, you were good until you said that.
Mm.
That was the line for me.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you started to lose yourself.
And did they agree with you?
I mean, yes and no. They felt like they could have controlled it. And well, I'm like, that's fine. I just didn't want to take that chance.
Mm-hmm.
You said that thing. Probably shouldn't have said it, but you did. You're not wrong with what you said. What you said was correct. You just couldn't say it.
Yeah, and it's not like the whatever her comeback was going to be was going to de-escalate the situation.
Right. Exactly. So, yeah. It's a hard line. It's hard to, like, I don't know if I have the answer for you of, like, when to know to take a pause or not. I feel like if you know you should take a pause, like it's in your brain that you say, Nick, maybe don't say this, that's probably your pause. Right? Mm-hmm.
And if you're wondering, as a person that is maybe shy to speak up, like you like someone like me who's conflict avoidant, yeah. Like if I ask myself in my head, I'm like, oh, do I say something? Yes. For if you're that type of person, yes, you say something.
Yep.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
If you're getting to the point that you're questioning it and you have something to say, get it out there or else you're going to just be circling around with that and being wish you said something.
Yeah, and letting that thing fester, as you said, like those co-op students, like it just kept building, and it popped.
Yeah.
We don't want it to pop.
No, we don't.
Oh, popping.
Yes, and I really hope that this week you don't have to deal with the situation of knowing when to speak or take a pause, but if you do, I hope this provides some insight for you.
I feel like it did. And that's just pure personal experience. That's not my judgment or my opinion on anything. That's complete personal experience.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it offered some insight for me onto you. Because I don't see customer service, Nick. Yeah, I see you like once or twice every couple of years because my family runs into Home Depot around there.
Yeah.
Right? Yep. But even then, I don't see the true customer service version of you. So it's interesting.
No, you're not
hear.
Sitting there for 8 hours and seeing how I interact with all these people. Again, it's like 99% positive.
Yeah.
Just 1% sometimes. It's just like, okay, let's have Donnybrook.
Can take you over.
Let's go.
Ugh, Nick, I feel like we gave you so much good advice, but guess what?
What?
Questions of the week.
Questions of the week, you ask, we answer.
Nick, this might be a hard one. On the top of your head, what's the most embarrassing text you ever sent?
Oh. really no.
Really? You don't wake up, like, in the middle of the night all of a sudden from something that happened, like, 5 years ago, being like, oh my god, why did I do that?
I mean, sure, but not necessarily, like, a text, per se. Mm. Like, weirdly enough, I could maybe, it's really weird. It's really weird.
I want to hear it.
I cleaned out my room, you know, when I did my whole mini renovation of my room. And I found these papers, and I guess I just kind of stuck them with the rest of the papers. Then I was looking for something the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And I pulled out these papers. I'm like, what are these papers? And then I look, and I'm like, oh. These were from my times when I did Cap U for like a hot minute.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of them had like the metaphorical text conversation with my my seatmate, I guess, in class.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we became really good friends that year. She's a beauty. I would say hi to her if I saw her again.
Mm-hmm.
Not the point I want to reach out to her, but and it was this little conversation around my birthday. And like I said, we were becoming really good friends at that time, and it was just kind of like, hey, and I was like, oh, hey, we're doing this on this day. Did you want to come? And then they're like, they'd come to my house, I suppose. But because they're like, I thought I was. My mom coming. And then like my mom was like, oh, that was kind of weird and awkward. Like, and this is all written down on paper. Just the text conversation on paper. And
why'd you put it on paper again?
Because we were in class.
I still think it was so funny. Like, their cell phones existed.
Yeah, this was like 2013, 14-ish. But you're in class! You don't text during class. I'm sitting right next to them!
It's funny just because I've never done that.
You've never done that?
No.
You're not that much younger than me. You definitely had school without phones.
Yeah, I guess in elementary school, but like even then, like I don't know, none of our thoughts were that important.
Well, I was just like hanging out, like, hey, what are you doing tomorrow? Mm-hmm. Let's talk about it now.
Let's talk about it now.
So anyway, that's like rereading that, it's fucking awkward.
Yeah.
Not to the point where I think that was the demise of our friendship, just our lives went different ways more than anything, but
No, that's a good one, because it's so out of context, because it's, like, it only makes sense in that moment, right? Like, you're writing, like, the shortest sentences.
Yeah.
About the most bizarre things.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny.
And the fact that I found it, and the fact that I still have it.
Right.
It's funny.
Okay, for me, it's not my most embarrassing, but it's the one that, like, came to my mind first when I said this question. Of course it's a drunk text, right? It has to be. It'd probably be worse if it wasn't a drunk text. Essentially, I messaged my, like, the bar manager at work thinking it was, like, one of my friends, because they both had their name Ashley. It's a pretty common name, so I don't think it's a deal. And you know, when you just search the name and you click the first contact that pops up and it's like, where are you? But like spelt like so poorly that you can't even figure that out. So I think that was pretty embarrassing because I was pretty new to that job at the time.
Mm.
They didn't say anything. They didn't respond.
I have an embarrassing text that was sent to me.
Oh, even better.
That I'll always remember.
Even better.
It's... And they're, like, close friends. Don't worry. Like I was the best man at their wedding kind of
thing. Aww.
But this was a while ago, and I had just... Not, like, just met their girlfriend at the time, but, like, somewhat new to that person. Mm-hmm. Enough that I could text them on the side as well.
Okay.
And they... I just hung out with them that day, I guess. And the next day, I received a text. And I guess you know, the old I was on top versus he was second kind of thing, and just the usual spot clicked and texted me and was like, I forget what, there was other things a part of the text, but at the bottom was like, let's have sex tonight.
No!
And like, reading it, I was obviously like, this is not meant for me. But I also, again, I wasn't as, like, if that happened today, oh, I'd be roasting the fuck out of them. But I wasn't that close to them at the time, so I didn't, like, text
back. Oh, and you know him, how embarrassed they probably were. And this is before you could delete messages. Oh.
Yeah. And then I ended up telling them, like, the next time we hung out, I'm like, this is what you sent me, like, they're like, why didn't you text me? I'm like, just didn't at the time, so they didn't know. They didn't actually know that they sent it to me until I told them that.
That's so funny, because they were so caught up with their plans that night that they probably didn't even ask the other person, like, why didn't you respond to me? Because
Like, I know he's not a big texter anyway, but, like, that's certainly probably the most embarrassing text I've ever received, where it's just like, that was not
I've had...
Fortunately, no weird pictures, but...
Yeah, that's happened to me before. I know I got a message that, like, wasn't meant for me, but it happened to be about someone I played soccer with. So I was like, oh, so you're seeing them too, I guess. That type of situation.
That's funny.
And it was, like, one of those things that, like, I've responded. I can't remember saying what, but I remember just saying, like, hey, like, I respect that person. Like, don't worry about it. To be young.
To be young.
Nick, I feel like that could be its own episode. We just need to dig them all up.
Oh, God. And you know what? I don't delete messages. As long as it's there from past phones, it's there.
Okay, we might have to do a deep dive and do some research, but we'll see what we can do. If there's enough demand...
Yes, demand. Crystal, all the people are going to be coming for this one.
Nick, enough demand.
All the
demand,
people listening to us on iHeartRadio.
Yeah, guys, that's pretty freaking cool. Is. We are an iHeartRadio podcast. You can tune into us. We're on TuneIn Radio as well.
Like, we're literally on everything.
Yeah, so there's really no reason not to listen to us.
Anyway.
Anyways, Nick, I don't want to forget about my favorite part. Recommendations of the week.
Recommendations. Recommend things to do, watch, see, jump, vibe.
Feel, eat, smell. Nice. Okay, Nick, are you ready? Or do you want me to go?
You can go.
Okay, I'm going to do a recommendation that I think that Nick might have done, but this was a while ago, and it's my recommendation now. Buy the new mattress. So Spencer and I finally bit the bullet and bought a new mattress.
Good for you.
Both of us, like, had never purchased a mattress before. Like, the ones I got growing up, they were either, like, for the longest time, Nick, I was sleeping on a mattress full of hay.
That sounds awful.
And I mean, I didn't know. This is like when I was little, until Michaela moved out. So like 16, and then, you know, like the parents get the back, not the back alley, but the discount store of Maple Ridge mattress. So it's like easily under $200, maybe under $100. If my dad had a really good deal, could not tell you. So we actually bit the bullet and spent money on a mattress.
Nice.
And it's been great. It's changed the sleep game. It cost over $700. From Silk and Snow, went to the warehouse sale, got the extra $100 off,
nice,
and got a $500 sleep bundle. So new duvet, new pillows, sheets, all the stuff.
It's life-changing.
So I recommend... Oh, yeah, I recommend investing in your sleep. Buy that nicer pillow. Buy that mattress. Like, it makes a
difference. I've done it all. I think you remember my story of my mattress of the half off, you know, that good deal I got.
Yeah, that's why I said Nick has recommended this before, but this one is mine.
Yeah, no, like, I can't agree anymore. It's what you do most in your life is sleep. Why not make it good?
It's one of the most adult investments,
I think. Oh, truly. And I tell you what, I don't know what your duvet was before, but like, I'm sure this is a nice, like, fabriced duvet. Oh, whenever I like clean my, like, it goes through a fresh through the dryer, that is the best sleep. Just because everything just feels like, whoa, it's
clean sheets,
bee's knees, like, good, buy good duvet shit. 100%.
Yeah, do it all at once or do it one at a time. Either way, you'll regret it.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Anyways, Nick, what's your recommendation?
Well, I guess I can ride. There's a song came out last week. All you pop punk fans. Mm-mm-mm. Krista, I know she is. I sent you that playlist. Did you? Oh my god.
Nick, if you sent it to me over text last week, the audio issues weren't even funny, so I was stressing.
It was before the audio issues. Anyway, new song. It's called Bedroom Posters. It's by Yellow Card and Good Charlotte, which, do you know those bands, Krista?
I mean, I know Yellow Card.
Do you really?
You mentioned it in an episode that didn't air, so I looked it up.
So you remember that talk, okay. But you didn't know them before that, right?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Anyway.
I do not like your cover art, Nick.
It's hilarious!
It is.
How is that
so
not good?
It's okay, for anyone listening, it's very 2003, I would say.
No, tell them. I want you to say it.
Exploring music via vibes. Pop songs, we vibe in. Pop punk songs, we used to vibe, but now it's gone. Sad face. Punk songs, we need to vibe check the government.
It's freaking factual! That is absolutely factual.
Did you make it?
No, I found it. I wish I was that smart.
I thought I was, like, dissing on something you made, and then I felt bad for a second.
No, I found it, and it's just the perfect post. That is the perfect picture, Krista. You are wrong. You are such a hater.
I am. I really am. Like,
how do you hate that?
Okay, well, lots of Fall Out Boy, Blink 182. Nice. Green Day!
It's just a couple Green Days. It's not a lot of Green Days.
To be fair, they were at the top of the list, so it just seemed like a lot. Okay, anyways. I approve. Thank you. Shit.
But yeah, newer pop punk Bedroom Posters. Yellow Card. So while you're sleeping on your new bed and new duvet, you can listen to music and you can listen to Bedroom Posters by Yellow Card and Good Charlotte.
Gonna have the best sleep ever.
Truly. And you should listen to Nick's playlist, The Pop Punk Goodness.
Heck yeah. And then if not, you know, add Discontinued Gravy to the queue.
Yeah. After you listen to the music. Mm-hmm. Good idea.
Just add it to the queue. Your sleep's long. This playlist is only 4 hours. So, you know, add some DG episodes
in there
for your 8 hours.
It feels so short when you listen to it. So long, but so short.
This is great.
Yeah. Anyway.
Thanks for listening.
We'll be back at it again with more Discontinued Gravy next week.
Talk to you later.
Peace.
Bye.